No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Dungeon Mayhem, an expansion, Battle for Baldur's Gate. By Wizards of the Coast, for 2 to 4 players, ages 8 and up, plays in about 10 minutes. Split the party and unleash the mayhem. Do you have the guts to bring home the glory? Play as one of the 4 brave, quirky characters, Barbarian, Paladin, Rogue, or Wizard, or add the expansion, battling it out in a dungeon full of treasure. With magic missiles flinging, daggers slinging, and spiked shields dinging, it's up to you to be the last adventurer standing.
Woohoo. All right, so we're actually recording this at
TantrumCon.
TantrumCon.
2020.
So, reviewing this game is Ruby.
Hello, guys.
And me, John. All right, so what's some good stuff we can say about Dungeon Mayhem?
It definitely plays within the 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Even learning it and playing it. Uh-huh. That's always a plus in my book.
Yeah, it plays really quick. It's really easy to pick up the rules and learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quick.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a really long instruction manual or anything.
Yeah. We played all 4 of the characters in the base game,
uh-huh,
and the 2 characters in the expansion.
Right. The Druid, Jahira, mm-hmm, and Minx and Boo.
Yep.
Which were both really fun.
Artwork is always good.
Yeah.
Or not always. The artwork is good.
It really does capture the flavor of those character types, those archetypes. And if you're familiar with some of the people like Minx and Boo, it definitely it definitely captures them as well, too. It was a lot of fun saying out those cards.
Tongue-in-cheek and,
uh-huh,
and whatnot.
Okay. So what's some bad we can say about Dungeon Mayhem?
I'm going to say the box of the base game,
uh-huh,
it's very, very loose. And because of the way the insert folds up, it actually pushes the lid up. So if you don't have a box band or something, it's very prone to spilling out.
Right. And if you have the expansion, you can't put the expansion in the same box as the base game.
Correct.
So you have a smaller box that you're carrying around, too.
Right. It's not a big box to begin with, but it is 2 separate boxes.
Mm-hmm. I think the little cardboard chits are kind of too small for tracking, but I see they're necessary for...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to have a lot of extra
stuff.
If
they put one of those little round beads, it would have been too much in each of them.
Right, right.
So the other...
Uh-huh.
I know another I want to talk about.
What's that?
That they have a 3rd expansion coming out.
Uh-huh.
That's going to have, is it the one with the griffin and the beholder?
Yeah, it's got like 6 monsters.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have a bigger box so that all of it fits in together.
Right. So kind of like with, was it Red Dragon in 5? I want to say it was.
Right.
How it was just mainly a huge box to put all of the expansions in.
Right.
It's going to be something similar to that.
So that's really cool.
In fact, I was kind of comparing this to, in a weird way, to Red Dragon Inn, because there's some similarities.
Yeah, you mean you choose a type of character, you play it, they each have
their own deck.
Special abilities and things.
Except this has a lot less barrier to entry than
Correct.
Red Dragon Inn, I think.
Correct. And it's not as expensive, it's much smaller,
oh, yeah,
not as much cardboard.
Uh-huh.
It's a fun little game. I think at first we just, I don't want to say negated it. What's the word I'm looking for? We just kind of overlooked it
at first.
Because it was like, at stores, whatever. And it's like, yeah. Because
I kept thinking, oh, it's just like Munchkin.
Right. So what made us actually look into it?
I saw the expansion and I was like, that's Minx and Boo. And Boo.
Okay.
And I got to check that out.
Right. And then we went to 3 different stores before we could get our hands on it.
And then when I saw that they were having an expansion that has beholders, and I was like, oh, well, now I've got to check this game out.
Yeah. Would you recommend this game?
I would.
I would, too. Would you buy this game?
Yes. In fact, I did.
I wouldn't, because my husband did.
Oh, I see how it is. So would it be a game that you would then buy or just rely on one of your friends to buy?
In this case, I would rely on my friend to buy it. I would buy it if I had to buy it on my own. I would get it if I did not own it.
Okay. All right.
So this was Dungeon Mayhem by Wizards of the Coast.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.